This call is being recorded.
Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Good to be here again in this way in the evening time here. Not so the Sunday time, but an evening time. And that is important that we can be with you more and more and more. You've heard this earlier. Sananda spoke about this, that it is important to have more and more information and more messages to help you to continue in your process, your ascension process, because you are moving very rapidly now. You may not think so. You may not think it is happening, but it is. From our point of view, we can see into you, you might say, and we can see how you are developing internally, spiritually. We can monitor this, and it is important that we monitor this because we have been doing many things with you. You might even say, in some ways, experimenting with you. Not to be afraid, oh, nothing can happen, but we are doing these things to assist you in the Western culture to move through this ascension process. Because as you have heard before, if you were going to do it the old-fashioned way, you would not be able to do it. Mm-hmm. Not in your present bodies, not with your present emotional states. But in this way, we can work with you, and we have been working with you. Each one of you in the group, whether it is those of you on the phone or those here in the room or in the Sunday group or whatever it is, we have been working diligently with you to bring you along, to train you, to be at a point where you can become the mentors when the time comes. You can become the one who serves. You can become the Ashira. This is what this is all about, is bringing you to the point where you are ready to move ahead and become the masters that you already are, but are just remembering again. Because you have been masters before. You have been ascended before. You know this. And some of you are beginning to remember these things. So it is important to know that all is happening as it needs to be. So just, again, sit back, enjoy the show, because it is going to happen very quickly here. And once it begins, it's going to be a whirlwind. Okay? Do you have questions here for one who serves and the Shira who is standing by?
Namaste, one who says. I heard about the advance and about the possibility of being possibly able to merge with our higher self. I was under the impression that we had to first overcome the challenges of heart opening and then the communication chakra and then the third eye opening, to even conceive, you know, attempting this. Is this for advanced members, or is this something that, you know, that some of us can also try to do?
What we can tell you is you are advancing rapidly. And in these various advances, we have been working with you to move you along in this process. And when you had the one previous, you walked across the Rainbow Bridge, this was the beginning of this connection to your higher self. Not the beginning necessarily, but a continuation of what had already been started with the star and all of these other things previous to this. The working with the Merkaba and the various energies as we have been doing to bring you to the point where you could have this connection with your higher God self and create this remembrance of this connection. So it is not necessary for you to go through all of the steps and the processes, as we have already said, in terms of having to master all of these things that you would have had to have done previously, or if you were in with us in the Himalayas or anything of this nature, where you go off into a cave and meditate for 6 months at a time. Do you think you could do that? No, you could not. So this is, we are working with you in this way. This is not to say that when you are done with this particular advance that you will all be your higher self and have that full connection and be ascended. We are not saying that. But it is a step along the process, you see. Does this make sense to you, Moses?
Yes, thank you. I have one more question.
Before you ask one more question, we wish to ask Ashira if she has anything to add to this.
Mm-hmm. No, let him continue.
Very good. Go ahead.
Thank you. My family and I, we have been trying all meditations, and we have been doing our intentions, and we have been doing, you know, different activities to try to continue on our path of ascension. And I want, you know, but you know me, I don't have much sensitivity for these things. So I was wondering if you could see if there is any progress. Thank you.
I will answer this
first.
Thank you. Moses, there is always progress. You're always moving forward. Even when you think that you are sitting in place, you are moving forward. You are concerned. This is a concern that you shared with all of us a few weeks back, that you're on the sideline watching things happen and you are still not in the game. And that is being in the game. For you at this time, you are doing exactly what you are supposed to be doing. And you do not need to look for airy-fairy things to fill your times unless that is something that you feel especially drawn to. Do what makes sense to you. Enjoy your free time. Get out in nature. Walk the path. Smell the smells. Feel the trees. Feel the water. That is going to be more of an assistance for your ascension than anything else that you can do within your home, sitting in a chair or sitting on the floor and meditating. You are a man of action, and this is a time for you to be quiet. One who serves.
Understand that everything is an energy and a rest in the universe. Everything is a point where it rests, and everything is at a point where it becomes energized. And this is somewhat as the breathing of the universe, in and out, rest, energy and rest, energy and rest. So you yourself go through this same motion or this same type of action and reaction, or energy and a rest. And as you are going through this, there will be times where you will be in a resting state and seemingly nothing is happening, nothing is changing, everything is staying status quo. And then at other times, you will be energized and moving ahead and everything is feeling like it is going in your direction and so on and so on. So know that it is all happening as it must happen and needs to happen, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Bless you.
Other questions here?
I have a question, please.
Yes.
We have been told that at nighttime that we go in our sleep and we are doing things in our sleep. And sometimes that now, supposedly, why we're feeling so tired when we wake up and have aches and pains, that we are fighting a battle. Is that true with the dark side?
In some cases, yes, that is true for many, not all, but many are having this. Certainly those of you, the light workers, are going through this. and doing your part in your unconscious or semi-conscious state where you are assisting in the workings out of all of the changes that are happening. And yes, battling the dark, if you wish to call it this. And you come back at times from this exhausted. And this is why many of you are feeling an exhaustion during the day as well, because even though you got your sleep time and all of this, you did not necessarily rest during it, you see? So you are feeling the exhaustion, is how we would put it here. Ashira, anything to add here?
No, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you, but I'll tell you, sometimes I can't even hardly walk when I get up. I will vouch for that. I'm telling you, I feel like I've been beaten up when I get up. So thank you very much.
Gone through a war.
Yeah, I think I won the battle.
Yeah.
But the war isn't won yet, I guess. Thank you.
The war has been won. There are still skirmishes going, though.
Okay. Thank you.
I'd like to send love and blessings to my son in spirit. I don't know what job he has, but I'm sure he's working through the light up there, and I just want him to know I think about him all the time and love him dearly. And I'd like to know if God and infinite intelligence has anything that I should know or that I could do.
All right, I will take this first. How kind of you to remember your son at this time. He is active and busy in many, many different ways. He does not spend a lot of time trying to visit with you because you are also reaching out in many different ways, and you are very active as well, are you not?
Yes.
Yes. So know that he smiles upon you, dear one.
Oh, that's... I smile too.
Yes. So what would the infinite want you to know? Be at peace. Do not try. Do not attempt to change the world when the world is operating in its own path. Your path and your viewpoint are yours. And you have the opportunity to work with those people who come to you with open hearts. Those are the people for you to invest your time and energy with. Those who are on your external, your family members, all are coming around in their own time. But it's not on your time plan. That is the most important part of what you are to be doing at this moment in time for your future. One who serves.
Yes, and if you wish to change the world, change yourself first. Work on changing yourself. Work on doing all of those things that you know and have learned and remembering to continue to work yourself, work your inner self here. And as you work your inner self, all things outside of self will also change. And those things and people that come into your contact will change as a result of you changing. See?
Wow, thank you.
Other questions here?
One more question, if I may. I don't know if it's just the fact that it's maybe an initiative being pushed all over the country, but I've been to several cities, and it seems like I seem to bring the chemtrails with me. Whatever city I show up, here comes the chemtrails a couple of days after I arrive to it. I was wondering if that's just a coincidence or if there's something else going on.
I believe the planes are following you, huh, Moses? Somewhat paranoid, are you not?
Just wondering.
We joke here, of course. They are not following you. Nothing is following you. It is just a happenstance that you happen to be in a certain place where they are in particular doing their dirty deeds, you might say. But there's nothing to be concerned about because all of this is being corrected and worked with. Even the ones that are being put out in the atmosphere, they are not having anywhere near the effect that they believe they were going to have. Even though it seems like they are spreading through your skies, and yes, it changes the blueness of your sky and all of this, and that is quite a shame, but it is not something to be concerned about because, as we have said many times, you are moving up in vibration. As you move up in vibration, those particular chemicals and things that are in those chemtrails cannot affect you as they would have if you were in the lower vibrations. So this is nothing to be concerned about for you. Now, for many others across the planet, it is not quite the same because they may not be up in the higher vibrations, although the frequency across the planet has raised considerably. So even those that have no understanding of any of this that we speak of are not affected as much because of the frequency increasing across the planet. Okay? Anything to add here, Ashira?
No, thank you.
Very good. Any further questions here before we release channel? Very good. Then we release channel and we will be back with you on your regular Sunday time here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
I am Ashira. I will be back with you in a moment. We're going to allow a couple of moments for James to come back because he has a question to ask Ashira about a dream that he had. We're very pleased to be here this evening. We know that this is a first night. Last week was a first. It was the first Wednesday for Hollow Earth. And this week we expected more people, but the number is perfect, is it not? Everyone's questions are answered. Everyone is having a comfortable conversation. And the reason to have the first session was to make it the first, and then the second, and the third, and the fourth. It gives you a start. Starting is important. When you are starting a new project, there is a first day. When you are starting a new job that you are learning new talents for, new experiences, there's always a first day. This is a first day for this Wednesday night group, and we are excited about it. We know that the weeks to come, as things change more and more quickly and things fill your eyes, your ears, your noses, fill your heads with great new experiences, that there will be so many who want to come to share what they are experiencing. Be of good heart, my friends. This is but a first. We know that the second and third and fourth shall follow. James, are you with us for your question?
Yes, I am.
All right.
My question is about a dream that I had just a couple nights ago, where I was in some sort of a building, and there were a bunch of people there, and some I knew, some I didn't know, and they were mostly people kind of like New Age light workers, it seemed like. And I got the indication that I needed to channel. And these were, a lot of them were strangers and everything, and I hadn't done this before in a public setting like this. Actually, I have a couple times, but it was kind of like in the dream, it seemed like kind of a little bit strange, but I was going to do it anyway. So I got up on a table and got into a cross-legged position, and I was going to channel the one who serves. And then something happened. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it didn't happen. Like they didn't come through or something like that. And so we stopped, and a bunch of the people left. and some stayed. And then a whole bunch of new people came in, and these people were just like just hanging around. They weren't there for any particular reason. They didn't know anything about me or what I was doing or anything. And I got the indication that I needed to do it again. So now I was going to channel in front of a whole bunch of people that had no idea whatsoever of any of this. But I was going to channel the one who serves. And just as I got close to doing it, somebody in the audience made a huge commotion and purposely interrupted the whole thing, so it never happened. But I really felt like that when I woke up from the dream, it was very vivid. I remembered it very clearly, including the person making the commotion and everything, and what it seemed like and all that. But anyway, so my question is, what was the meaning behind all of that?
What a wonderful dream. We can look at this at many different levels. The level we're choosing to look at this is as if this is something that is actually happening in your life. And we would say that you are looking at something in the future at this moment in time, but in the future. And as these changes upon the earth are changing, people are coming to you for guidance. People are coming to you for insight. The first group of people who were attuned. And it did not feel so strange that you would be channeling in front of that group. That fell away, and then you were presented with another group to channel to. And these people were not of the kinds of people that you would normally feel comfortable to channel in front of. So this is giving you opportunities to work these situations out in your subconscious mind at this time. How are you feeling as you're moving forward? How are you feeling about your Wednesday night group? Who's going to show up? It's out of your hands. What are you going to do? Are you even going to be channeling? Obviously, that was on your mind. So these kinds of things are all preparing you for your future. It is a showboat type of experience for you so that you can see that when you are in that position to sit for the audience, that those who serve, ones who serve, will be there for you. Whether or not you are comfortable with the group, they will be there for you. Help you build resilience and to be brave, James. To be brave and courageous as you move forward. And all of these people who were there in your dream, there to hear what you have to share. That seemed to make sense to
you. Yes, it does. Thank you.
Yes, you are so well.
Very good.
Again, say thank you for this evening. Thank you for your time.